I'll be reading about Vaishnava biographies. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada appeared in a family of pure Gaudiya Vaishnavas in 1896 in Calcutta. From early childhood, he showed signs of pure devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. At the tender age of 5, he single-handedly organized a neighborhood Rath Yatra festival to glorify Lord Jagannath. He authentically decorated a small cart to resemble the Lord's colossal chariot in Puri. Besides leading the Kirtan party, he organized cooking and prasadam distribution. With his enthusiasm and ecstatic love for Lord Sri Krishna, he engaged the community in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Unlike other children his age, who would waste their time playing, Srila Prabhupada preferred to visit the local Radha Krishna temple. For hours together, he would lovingly gaze upon the transcendental forms of Radha Govindji, absorbing their divine blessings and beautiful darshan. In his youth, Maharaj Parikshit used to dress a deity of Krishna. Similarly, from his childhood, Srila Prabhupada also began worshipping small deities of Radha and Krishna. He quickly mastered the traditional beats and ragas on mridang and harmonium. With pure devotion, Srila Prabhupada would sing sweet devotional bhajans to please Radha Govindji. At 26, he met his eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, founder Acharya of Gaudiya Math. At their first meeting, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Srila Prabhupada a divine command. Go to the West and spread Krishna consciousness in English language. In full faith, Srila Prabhupada embraced the order as his life and soul. After realizing his guru's teachings, he started writing and distributing Back to Godhead, an English language magazine on the science of Krishna consciousness. Although begun in 1944 in a small way, Back to Godhead now circulates worldwide over 50 languages. Srila Prabhupada, like all pure Vaishnavas, showed immense compassion for the suffering conditioned souls. Although they are rotting in the materialistic life of ignorance, the stubborn conditioned souls insist that they have no time for spiritual life. Neither their indifference nor the sizzling summer heat of Delhi could keep Srila Prabhupada from distributing the cooling balm of Krishna consciousness. Once, while sailing back to Godhead, he collapsed on the street from a heat stroke. Yet, he remained fixed in his determination to please his spiritual master. He took sannyasa in 1959, after retiring from household life. Taking shelter of Vrindavan, he rented a bhajan kutir in the Radha Damodar temple, where he observed the association of Sri Rupa and Sri Jiva Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada spent the next 6 years performing intensive Krishna bhajan. Regularly, he bathed in Yamuna and took darshana of Madan Mohan, Govindji, Gopinath and Radha Raman. He prayed for the mercy of the 6 Goswamis and continued writing and printing. During bhajan, he would receive blessings, inspiration and direct guidance from all the merciful Sri Rupa Goswami. At this time, he began his life's main literary work, an English translation with commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. For Srila Prabhupada, it was more of a devotional outpouring than a mere translation from his esoteric Sanskrit to understandable English. Gaudiya Vaishnava history reveals that some advanced devotees would begin crying in spiritual happiness while reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. Smearing the ink on the pages, their tears would make the lines illegible. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada once said, that is, his Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries are actually expressions of his devotional ecstasies. Working alone, Srila Prabhupada wrote, begged money to print, and personally hauled the paper to publish the first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Recollecting these times, he once said humbly to his disciples, "I did not know anything about writing, but my spiritual master told me to spread Lord Krishna's glories in English. So this is what I tried to do, following in the steps of my Guru Maharaj. He was such a transcendental aristocrat. I had no great personal qualifications. I just tried to follow his instructions." Other disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Saraswati Thakur tried unsuccessfully to preach Krishna consciousness in English-speaking Europe. Srila Prabhupada, however, had full faith in his Guru and Krishna's name. Fearless as Abhimanyu, he brought Krishna consciousness to the world's most powerful country, America. Besides speaking English and being a superpower, America was leading the world in the sinful activities of meat-eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication. If Americans would take up Krishna consciousness, thought Srila Prabhupada, then surely it would spread to every town and village, as Lord Chaitanya predicted 500 years ago. After all, what's a glorious victory without a glorious fight, which Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say. At the age of 70, armed with kartalas and a crate of Bhagavatams, Srila Prabhupada set off to America in 1965 on the steamship Jalduta. During the arduous 40-day sea journey, the ship met heavy storms. For two consecutive nights, he had severe heart attacks, which almost killed him. On the third night, Lord Krishna appeared to Srila Prabhupada in a dream. The Supreme Lord himself was pulling the ship to America, encouraging Srila Prabhupada and giving him all protection. Srila Prabhupada penned this prayer upon reaching New York City. "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. But I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. How shall I make them understand the message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. O Lord, I am like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like." In Manhattan, Srila Prabhupada struggled through the icy cold snowbound winter of 1965. He continued writing and occasionally selling a few Bhagavatams. But for 1 year, nothing really happened. Gradually, a few yoga students began attending his classes on Bhagavad Gita. The word spread that an Indian Swami was in town teaching a unique yoga method, chanting Hare Krishna. After his room was robbed, he moved into a small storefront apartment at 26 2nd Avenue in the Lower East Side. In nearby Tompkins Square Park, Srila Prabhupada led the first public chanting of Hare Krishna in the Western world. On July 13, 1966, he founded ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and initiated a dozen disciples. To receive initiation, disciples must promise to give up all forms of illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. Srila Prabhupada was well on his way to realizing his missions. Under Srila Prabhupada's pure guidance, the Krishna consciousness movement quickly flourished. Within months, ISKCON Radha Krishna temples opened in New York, San Francisco, Boston, Los Angeles, Montreal, and London. In the 1970s, he traveled around the world 14 times, establishing 108 Radha Krishna temples in all major cities of America, Europe, Africa, India, Asia, and Australia. He initiated a total of 5,000 sincere disciples from different nationalities. He opened ashrams and pure vegetarian Govinda's restaurants. On every continent, he started Vedic Gurukuls and Goshalas. Srila Prabhupada was the first spiritual master to introduce both elegant deity worship of Radha and Krishna and the annual Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath in the Western countries. ISKCON's Jagannath Rath Yatra festivals, complete with three beautiful wooden carts carrying Lord Jagannatha, Lord Baldeva, and Lord Subhadra, Lady Subhadra, a thunderous Sankirtan procession and massive prasadam distribution take place every year in over 200 cities worldwide. Though constantly traveling and preaching to priests, princes, politicians, philosophers, scientists and his disciples, Srila Prabhupada kept translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote over 80 books about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, the Science of Self-Realization, and English translations with commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Iso Upanishad, Upadesha Amrit, Narad Bhakti Sutras, Mukund Mala Stotra, and Chaitanya Charitamrita are some of his works. Prabhupada's books have been translated into 50 languages, such as French, German, Italian, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Japanese, Swahili, Hindi, Bengali. Almost a billion copies have been distributed worldwide. In only 11 years, between the age of 70 and 81, Srila Prabhupada accomplished his mission. He credited his phenomenal success to personal effort, an unshakable faith in his spiritual master, and the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna. He was not an ordinary person. Srila Prabhupada was personally chosen and empowered by the Supreme Lord to spread Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna all over the world. In Vrindavan, during the auspicious month of Kartika in 1977, on November 14th, while surrounded by loving disciples singing their hearts out in Kirtan, Srila Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna and entered the eternal pastimes of Radha Shyam Sundar. To this day, ISKCON keeps growing through cooperation and strict following of Srila Prabhupada's pure example and perfect instructions. As one of the world's most dynamic religious and cultural movements, ISKCON has more than 300 temples on 5 continents. In former communist Russia, 50 ISKCON temples serve the people of the CIS, Commonwealth of Independent States. Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi is in Vrindavan at the ISKCON Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Hare Krishna, if you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.